Chapter 2. The Texas Model. Texas's Republican leaders can describe their governing philosophy in three words, the Texas Model, or four if they need to explain what the Texas Model is, low taxes, low services. In Perry's telling, the Texas Miracle was proof of how well the Texas Model works. During his brief presidential campaign, he offered a four-part recipe for economic stewardship as part of his stump speech: low taxes, low regulation, tort reform, and don't spend all the money. That had worked in Texas, he said, and it could work for the whole country. The idea is almost as simple as he described. The state's Republicans don't like taxes. Texas is one of the seven states that don't collect an individual income tax. The others are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Washington. It's also one of four that don't collect a corporate income tax. It has a gross receipts tax instead, meaning that most businesses pay a small tax on all of their sales, rather than only on their profits. About two-thirds of the state's general revenue funds come from the sales tax. Texas taxes are indeed low, albeit regressive. For fiscal year 2009, the Tax Foundation put the Texas tax burden at $3,197 per capita, the 39th highest in the nation. Compared to $4,160 in the United States as a whole and $4,910 in California, the sixth highest. Texas's aversion to taxes is partly principled, partly structural. The state constitution severely limits state taxing authority, and partly pragmatic. The idea is to create a business-friendly climate. That's also why Texas isn't big on regulation or lawsuits.